It would appear that
the butler did it. But this isn't a whodunit film. It's a Nissan sales event. Now that's a killer deal. Good thing this Rogue has a VC turbo engine, unlike RAV4.
Now get a low $299 per month lease on Rogue.
Catch these offers while you can.
Every snowflake is different. The same is true when it comes to winter tires. Here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we have tires that are better on snow and ice. While some have better traction in heavy snow and some last longer, not one tire does it all. But here at the New Lloydminster Nissan, we find you the tires that best work for you and your winter driving. And even better than that, you'll love the price with all our tires at cost. Safety and savings here at the New Lloydminster Nissan with our winter tire sale. Go online at nissanlloydminster.com. Book in your winter tire install now. At the New Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car or tires. We'll help you buy one.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin,
rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned, it's only going to get better.
This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the new Lloydminster Nissan.
Welcome inside the new Lloydminster Nissan on this cold, cold day. At least it's not going to last long. By the weekend and the Cutter Rally, it is supposed to warm up, thank goodness, because the Cutter Rally does such good things for local people in our community. But here at the new Lloydminster Nissan, you can see behind me the lot is full. We have a lot of new vehicles arriving all the time. And right now at the new Lloydminster Nissan, when you make a new purchase, you receive free gas for one full year. Plus, you have a huge selection of pre-owned inventory as well here at the new Lloydminster Nissan. And our showroom is full of tires right now because tires are at cost here at the new Lloydminster Nissan. Something fun is coming for this weekend when it warms up as well. We're going to talk about the new campaign that Mother Teresa and the Sobeys here in Lloydminster have launched called Sprinkle the World with Kindness. We'll get to that here in just a moment on Pink Shirt Day. But first, we want to tell you about some fun stuff that's happening throughout the city. And this is really neat. The city of Lloydminster opened a pilot skating trail behind Holy Rosary High School. It's probably a little cold to go out there today, but this is a really neat trail. It's located at 35th Street, 69th Avenue, 750 meters long, and it has some rises, it has some dips, and it has some stretches, and it has some curves. We were out there the other day, and I was planning on going skating, and I haven't skated. I actually just found my skates, had not figured out where I put my skates when we moved, but finally found them and was going to head out and do some skating, and realized there was rust all over the bottom of those skates. So I'll have to take them over to see Tommy Bendel at Edge, at Magnum Edge Sharpening at the Service Sports Center, get those sharpened up. But Heather went out. She tried it, and she really, really enjoyed it. It was getting a little colder, so she didn't stay out very long. But if this is something they're planning on doing in the future, I think it will really, really be popular, especially if they move it to Bud Miller Park or something like that. It could really, really take off. It was weaving through some trees, and there was some trees to block the wind and stuff like that. But great idea. If you are heading out there, though, on this cold day, and I remember when I was a kid, nothing would keep us from going skating. The cold weather, of course, it was right in our backyard. My dad made a rink right in the backyard, and nothing would keep us off that rink. But if you are heading out, remember, there's no light, so if you go in the evening, you're going to need to take headlamps. And we'll see where this could lead to in the future. Well, another event that went away for the last 3 years is returning to the WLS Stockade Convention Center March 11th. The Border City Collectors Show and Sale returns with plenty of toys. There's antique dolls. There's coins. Admission is just $5, and proceeds go to the Bar Colony Museum Foundation. at www.bordercitycollectors.com. You can get more information. The 2023 Regimental Ball is being hosted by the Lloydminster Interval Home Society this year, along with the RCMP, and it happens on Saturday, March the 4th in the WLS Stockade Convention Center. Cocktails at 5, dinner at 6, entertainment by the Chevelles. Tickets are available at lloydregball.ca. And tomorrow, Angela Rooks Trotsik from the Interval Home Society and Brad Mouland from the RCMP will be joining us, and we'll be taking the show on the road. We'll be broadcasting live from the Lloydminster Youth Center. Another Chase the Ace draw at the Lloydminster exhibition tonight that goes at 7:30. I checked out the total here about 45 minutes ago, and it was already very close to $78,000 with a weekly prize that's getting close to $3,000. So likely tonight by 7:30, that will be well over $80,000. You can get your tickets today, and remember there are only 39 cards remaining in that deck. They start at just $10 each, 3 for 25, 8 for 50, or 20 for 100. I want to thank Lex Ewan from Edge Liability Risk Management. He joined us yesterday. Lex is the CEO of Edge and explained the difference between abandoned and orphaned wells on our Patchwork broadcast. Patchwork is a pro-Canadian oil and gas podcast that myself and Tracy Kay host. And you can check out Patchwork wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, on the New Lloydminster Nissan Facebook page and YouTube page. But Lex was telling us, who pays for those? And he said there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to who pays for those orphaned wells.
Got a delivery truck parked on a slough, and you take bets for when it's going to fall through the ice in the spring. So that's the...
We'll get that for you, but we'll get to what Paul just put up here, the Clunker Dunker. Kitscotty Sports and Event Center has launched a new fundraiser called the Clunker Dunker. And what they're doing is they're looking for an old vehicle that's been drained of all its oil, even the engine taken out, to fall through the ice. Dustin Newman explained it to us on Saturday, how it works.
Got a delivery truck parked on a slough, and you take bets for when it's going to fall through the ice in the spring. So that's the general idea, but we've had a lot of support from the local community and Kitscotty to put together. Tigger's Truck Parts donated the delivery van and dropped the engine out of it, drained all the fluids so that we didn't have to worry about anything. Action Towing delivered it out there, cut above, put the banners on it. Blade Automation, I think this is what you're referring to, they've got switches on the delivery van, so when it goes through, it sends a text to my phone saying the clunker fell through, essentially. So as soon as that switch is tripped, that's the time that it fell through, and that'll be the winning time. Combined with that, I guess, is Dinosoft built the website for us, clunkerdunker.com. So if you want to buy tickets for it, go on clunkerdunker.com, and you can buy a time slot. Once you buy your slot, no one else can buy it. So your time slot is your time slot. You can pick any day. They come in 10-minute time slots, so anything you want to do there. The Dinosoft guys did a fantastic job with that.
Yeah, that's a great fundraiser, clunkerdunker.com. And if you want to check out that show from Saturday, it's all about this new Kitscotty Sports and Events Center, which will be home to many things, including a curling rink and some ball diamonds and all kinds of fun stuff. Border City Rotary Club, PWM Steel present Irish Pub Night, a cabaret edition on Friday, March 17th, which, of course, is St. Paddy's Day. Garrett Gregory will be performing, and there's lots of fun stuff happening. I'll be your MC along with Heather Clegis for that one. And you can find out more on that next Thursday when Carla Furman from the Border City Rotary Club and a not-so-little green friend will be joining us to talk more about that. And Paul has that clip ready. This is Lex Ewan, CEO of Edge Liability Risk Management, telling us about the difference between orphaned wells and abandoned wells and who pays for the orphaned wells.
When you do the abandonment, I mean, as you guys know, it could take a handful of days, depending on the complexity of the well. But let's say the abandonment downhole portion and then the cut and cap to get rid of the wellbore portion. You know, let's say it takes a handful of days. And then, you know, maybe a week in terms of the surface work, pushing all the dirt back, getting that back to original conditions, seeding it, planting it. But then to actually get that sign off, you have to let that site go through a full year of growing. It has to have at least 1 year of growth so that you can prove that the vegetation is similar to the surrounding lands, right? So it's not like you can do all this. You know, companies are spending capital today not to have that liability off the books for a minimum of 1 year, right? So it's a commitment, right? You're spending money mm-hmm. today to not have the benefit for at least a year, right? And that's why you see a lot of companies doing way more abandonments than they do reclamations.
Once again, you can check out Patchwork wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're watching it on Spotify, just take a look at Live with Curt Price. And Spotify now has video, so that's kind of cool. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about the Sprinkle the World with Kindness campaign in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Wagner, General Manager of the new Lloydminster Nissan.
You're probably wondering, and some have asked, why is it still the new Lloydminster Nissan? Quite simply, we're excited to bring things forward that we consider new to a car dealership. We're proud to support the community through a one-of-a-kind live broadcast with Kurt Price that focuses on events, people, and issues that concern our community. We're proud to work with other businesses to promote local agriculture, our heavy oil industry, and entrepreneurs. We give back to the community through sponsorships, and our employees are encouraged to and excited to volunteer and help in the community. We're the proud new sponsors of the CPCA's Chuck Wagon Finals and the CPCA Pro Tour. And of course, we're always excited for our lineup of new Nissan vehicles with great new features. And our new-to-you lineup is just as impressive. We're proud to be the new Lloydminster Nissan. We'll keep looking for new ways to help our customers in our community and very soon announce plans for our new location.
At the new Lloydminster Nissan, we won't sell you a car, we'll help you buy one.
How can you help support the oil and gas industry and jobs in Western Canada? The answer is closer than you think. Sell your scrap metals to PWM Steel. PWM sells scrap iron to Evraz, located in Regina. Evraz's number one customer is the energy sector, building pipes and plates for the oil and gas industry. PWM Steel is your locally owned metal recycler and steel service center in the area. Plus, they're a strong supporter of the community. PWM Steel, your top steel supplier for Alberta and Saskatchewan for 40 years.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more, made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
While it is good to look at how much has changed in banking since the first Saskatchewan Credit Union was formed in the 30s, it is just as important to look at what has stayed the same. We are with you through thick and thin,
rooted in tradition and honest values, and driven by innovation to help reach your financial goals.
This commitment to you has defined our entire story, which will never change. That's a promise. Stay tuned. It's only going to get better.
Welcome back inside the new Lloydminster Nissan. Our guests are Michelle Rustica from Sobeys Lloydminster and Paige Kindop from Mother Teresa Early Education Learning Center. Did I do that close? What exactly is it?
Mother Teresa Early Childhood Education Center.
I get the
Mother Teresa ECEC.
Yeah, ECEC. Yeah. Should be easy with the ECEC. Just before we get to the kindness, Sprinkle the World with Kindness campaign, I want to let you know about Jetstream Personnel Consulting. Jetstream Personnel Consulting is local. They're locally owned. They work with local companies. They help local people find employment. And with over 15 years experience, Jetstream can and has filled positions in all industries, oil field, agriculture, healthcare, trucking, administration, and anything in between. They'll design your job posting, do job screening for you, even construct your offer letter when they help you find that perfect local candidate. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of energy to find employees, so let Jetstream help you find the right one while you concentrate on your business. Call Bev and her local and experienced team today, 780-808-5736. And for more information, of course, you can go to jetstreampersonnel.com. Okay, Sprinkle the World with Kindness campaign. This was last year. Do not forget to spread kindness, right?
Don't forget.
I'm going to move that a little bit closer to you, Michelle. Just a little bit closer to you there. But so this year, Sprinkle the World with Kindness campaign. But, you know, the generalization is the same. Tell us how the Sprinkle the World with Kindness campaign got started.
Okay, so last year we started it, and then we kind of just snowballed from there. So last year it was kind of just, I approached Michelle, said, hey, have a crazy idea, shoot it down or not, let's roll with it. In a world where there was just so many unknowns and we were trying to connect community, we still had COVID restrictions. And yeah, so I just wanted to teach my students at that time, like, hey, we need to give back to our community and we need to find a way to connect back to community and over these barriers of COVID restrictions. So my class started it. I presented it at a staff meeting, and then the staff jumped on board, and it ended up being a student-driven whole school project. So yeah, last year there was about $6,800 worth of donuts sold, and so half of that went back into our local organization. And then this year we set a goal of 7,000. So what it is it's students. Each classroom designs a classroom donut that has key kindness ingredients, and then they choose their local organization as well, where they want their donut sales money to go to. And yeah, the bakers at Sobeys make it come to life.
How did the donuts thing come in there? Like, how did you decide it'll be donuts, not cupcakes, for example?
Well, Justin Bieber was big at that time. That's when he was like, Timbits came out. I'm like, Justin Bieber can make some money off of these Timbits. I'm like, well, donuts seem like a good answer. And like, everyone does cookies or cupcakes. And I'm like, I don't think anyone's done donuts. So try donuts.
There was a book that you had sent me last year, was the
Jelly Donut. Share Kindness with the World. So that was like my inspo for that project as well. And then this year, like, we knew that we were going to keep going with this, but I actually found another donut book. Actually, there was two of them. So one was called It's the Dough Inside That Matters. And then the second book following that book was called Share Kindness with the World. So both donut books. And we actually reached out to the author and we got to talk with the author. But on the very last page of his second book, it said, be sure to sprinkle someone with kindness today. And so that's kind of how this campaign got its name for year number two.
So the what age groups are we talking about? What ages are these children?
3 to 8 year olds.
3 to 8 years. They design the donuts? How do they design the donuts?
Yeah, so each class is different. So just speaking on behalf of my class, we did a lot of voting, decision making. So it fit right in with the curriculum. It was very cool. We did voting like secretly. We did it as a class. We did it in different ways where like they wouldn't be influenced. And we talked a lot about being influenced by their peers, even though it wasn't like their decision. So mostly through voting and conversations. We definitely had some disagreements, so we learned some problem-solving skills, how to solve a conflict between one another, which was really awesome, too. So designing the donut was one process, lots of voting, problem-solving, conflict problem. And then the finishing part of it was choosing a local organization. So this year, what I did is I invited 11 local organizations to our school during our student-led conferences. And families and students went around. It was like a little job fair for these local organizations. So the families and students actually went around, and they got to speak to each of these organizations. That was really cool. So really, it was up to the families and the students to have that conversation with these organizations and then bring it back to school. And we discussed kind of what their families had talked about, what they had talked about, some of the questions that they had asked these local organizations as well. And Michelle was there for
it. I stopped by to just kind of see what was going on, but it was impressive. You've got little six-year-olds interviewing the organizations, and they had like well thought out questions. So it wasn't just a simple entertain the kids when they came by. They were asking questions and wanted to know about your organization and kind of like, why should I give you my money? Yeah. Right? Because they were going to decide where that money went. So.
Yeah.
Lots of questions like, do you help animals or do you help people? Do you help children? Do you help adults? So it was very interesting, the questions that the students had. What equipment do you use? Is there things that you need from the community? What will you buy with these funds? Like, it was very in-depth.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Little six-year-olds asking, what will you buy with these funds? Mm-hmm. So what charities were chosen?
So there were 6 local charities chosen. So 5 were chosen by our school, the classrooms, and they could double up. So we had either one or two classrooms choose. And then we actually had a sixth one, which came from a community vote from that local organization night. So we have two classrooms that chose Fur Babies, two classrooms that chose SPCA, two classrooms that chose the Lloydminster Rescue Squad, one classroom that chose Big Brothers Big Sisters, and two classrooms that chose Kids Sport. And then our community local organization was actually the Goat's Christmas Wish.
Cool. Okay, so the goal this year is $7,000, and how's it going so far?
It's going actually fantastic. Week one, it was crazy right off the bat. Week two's been a little quieter with the kids out of school, so we're halfway through week two, but we've had some challenges go out. So the U16 Blazer hockey team got us started last Thursday and threw challenges out to three other hockey teams. The Rustlers showed up last night, and we took some pictures, and they challenged their sponsor, King's Energy. So then King's Energy, not to be held back, I guess, showed up today, took every pack of donuts we had on the shelf. So
so if I go to Sobeys Get Donuts today, there'll be some there, though.
There's some there. We were hot off the presses as we were packaging them up. So definitely the shelf is full again, but it was a fun day.
You look a little, I saw you a little
right?
stressed
like,
there.
I probably got icing all over me. I literally walked off the donut line to come over. So, but it's been a good day.
Tell us more about these challenges, because that's kind of neat. How'd that get started?
It's fantastic. It was a friend of Paige's
yeah.
that thought it would be a good idea for her son's hockey team. And I know she referred to that when they came in that night. That's U16 Blazers. But they talked about the community supporting them and allowing them to do what they love to do. So then they wanted to pay that forward and help the kids at Mother Teresa. So then they challenged three more teams. So then as each team comes in, they're challenging another team. And the thing I love most about it is these are kids. So these are kids helping other kids and getting it.
Yeah.
That we're doing some good and we're making things happen. And now business is getting in on it. That really gets things rolling. So it's fun.
Well, and then you mentioned King's Energy.
So King's Energy came in today.
So what are they going to do with all those donuts? Like, that's a lot of donuts.
It is a lot of donuts. Yeah. Yeah. We're actually delivering them out to different organizations. So there's going to some that's, so then they're paying forward with a donation. So it'll go to the men's shelter, the youth center, residents in recovery are getting some. So we'll be delivering those. You'll see the Sobeys van out this afternoon delivering donuts. And then they've now challenged Mike's Oil Field. So we'll see what Mike's come when they come in, what they're going to do.
So Mike's is on the clock yeah. kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A perfect day, definitely, to sprinkle the world with kindness.
Right, when it's yeah. a short day.
Yeah.
It's a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And well, I don't understand how you got these donuts without calories. How did you do that?
It's fantastic. When it goes to charity, it's zero calories.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a guilt-free donut.
There's so many lessons learned from this. Like you mentioned, Paige, all of these lessons that the kids have learned from this. What would it mean to go over that $7,000 mark?
I think they would be floored. Like, to kids that are 3 to 8 years old, they don't really have the concept of dollars yet. But when they see the thermometer rising with their sprinkles, so we have a thermometer, they're, like, so excited. As they see it, like, moving closer to the top, they know that that's our goal. And so, like, every day when we add to it, I know my class is tracking it, they're just like, oh goodness, like we're so close, like we're halfway there. So they start to develop this concept of not just money, but like numbers, right?
Yeah.
Like they know that the higher these sprinkles get, the more that we're going to be able to donate into the community. So we've really amped that up.
I know when Quick Dick McDick was here, he was saying that when he talks to schools, he was telling, like, there's so many people that want to be influencers and they want to be YouTubers and stuff like that. He's like, you can't make money on YouTube. Like, in 5 years, I've only made $35,000. And the kids are all like, $35,000! So it just goes to speak with exactly what you're saying. They don't really have that concept, but they will now.
Yeah.
When it comes to doing this. I love this campaign. Tell me more about the donuts and what they cost, Michelle.
The donuts come in a 4-pack, so they're $4.99 for 4 donuts, and $2.50 from each package goes to the Sprinkle the World with Kindness campaign.
So how does it work with change? Like, it's a 3-week campaign. How does it work from week to week to week? Does certain charities benefit from week one, certain charities benefit from week two, or is it? Because I saw some donuts from week one at week two. So how does that work?
So the. Go ahead. Okay. The money. The total value gets divided between all of the organizations.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then everything gets divided out equally.
Is there a champion donut? Is there a donut that this donut sold more?
No, we do not have that because we talked about that last year, but we said kindness is about collaboration, working together. So we do not have a champion one. All of them are champions. They're all going to a good cause. So we do not have a champion donut.
Okay, I have my favorite. But I know. Who came up with a donut with the marshmallows on it?
Grade
2A. 2A?
Yeah.
I bet you that one's pretty popular.
Oh, just wait till next week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be more.
Actually, you might have a new favorite next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know I'm going to come in?
It's like a new surprise every Sunday.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And I've been in every Monday to load up. Okay. Anything I'm forgetting?
I don't think. Just keep challenging. Yeah. Sprinkle the world with kindness.
Yeah. It's a great message. Mm-hmm. Good on these kids for doing this. So a lot of kids did last year, and now they're doing this year.
Yeah, so they knew what it was all about. We actually have quite a few new teachers as well at our school. And so they were like, what is this all about? And I'm like, don't worry. The kids got it. Like, you just listen to the kids, and you just guide them. They'll tell you how this project goes because they've pretty much lived and learned it. So... yeah, the kids just totally, it's totally student driven. So those new teachers that came in this year, they're like, wow, this is really cool. Especially when their donut comes to life at the store. They're like, this is amazing. But the kids knew what to do.
And pretty hard to forget those donuts when you're walking into Sobeys and they're painted all over the windows, Michelle.
It was so much fun. We had Paige's grade one class come out along with Holy Rosary art students. And they had such a great day. We all had such a great day. It was so much fun.
It was so cool to see their reactions leaving the store and seeing it from the outside. It was one thing to do it on the inside, but when they walked on the outside and seen their donut creations, we have, like, the best pictures from their faces.
Yeah.
Like, their faces said everything. And even, like, I've been in there and seen students come to pick up their donuts. Just so excited. Like, showing mom, dad, like, the one night after the painting, like, I had one of my students, and he had to bring his whole family down there to show him, like, I painted this donut on the window. Like, we're coming to buy my donut on Sunday.
And Michelle, thank you for sending donuts here yesterday. And it was pretty neat. One of our mechanics was like, hey, my daughter designed these donuts.
I know. I love when you text. I was like, I love that. And that's kind of what it is. And it's that sharing. It's just exciting.
That's so neat.
When that order came in this morning, I'd actually just walked into the store to pick up some donuts. And there was a lady there, too, and she came to the bakery when Michelle and I were talking, and she's, like, frantically making these donuts. She's like, do you have any of the kids' donuts? And Michelle's like, no, like, we'll have them, give us 10, 15 minutes to, like, restock the shelf.
King's Energy.
Just had come in and bought them all. She's like, oh, okay. And so, like, I pulled her over, and I was like, do you have, like, a granddaughter, or do you know someone that has made it? She's like, no, I just know that it goes to a good cause. And so that was so
nice.
Sweet. Yeah. So sweet.
Not only that, but they're good.
Yeah.
Like, they taste yummy. Really good. Yeah. Thank you both. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for doing this. Appreciate it.
Thanks for
having us.
We'll be back tomorrow, but we'll be on the road. We're heading out to the Lloydminster Youth Center, where Angela Rooks-Trotsik will join us, along with Brad Mooland, and we will talk about the upcoming RCMP Regimental Ball, which proceeds go towards the Interval Home Society. That's tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, on the new Lloydminster Nissan Facebook page, and, of course, YouTube, and then wherever you get your podcasts.